You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Bombfell. Do you hate going shopping for clothes but still want to look good? I do. Bombfell is an easier way for men to get better clothes. It's fully personalized. Every piece has been handpicked for you by your own stylist. Your stylist will email you his or her selections. After which, you got 48 hours to make any changes or even cancel altogether. You're in total control. When you receive the clothes, you got 7 days to tell us what you want to keep. Send the rest back. Completely flexible. You can receive clothes when you want and pause, cancel at any time. Here's how it works. One, setup. Tell us about yourself, your measurements, your style preferences. Set your budget limits that you're comfortable with. Two, set up your order. Tell us what you want in your next order, like 2 button-downs, pair of jeans. Schedule when you want, or let us surprise you. Three, preview email. Your stylist will put together your clothing picks and send you a preview email. Cancel or change anything you want or don't like. They'll ship after 48 hours otherwise. Four, receive clothing. You have 7 days to try on after your shipment's delivered before we charge your card. Pay for what you want to keep, return the rest. Shipping is free both ways. Bombfell provides an option to sign up on behalf of your partner. That's right. Your partner can sign up for you and pick your clothes. What? My wife dealt with my personal stylist. It's a real human being. They work together to pick me out a great outfit. When my Bombfell came, I put it on. Everything fit perfectly. It was clothes I wouldn't have bought on my own. And I loved it. The t-shirt they sent me is my favorite shirt. I told my wife, if we don't like it, we'll just send it back. No harm, no foul. That's the great part about it. But you know what? I kept everything. I love the whole outfit my stylist picked out for me with my wife. You get your own stylist. What the? That's incredible. And it's a real person. And they help you pick out the clothes. You're looking for a Christmas present for your guy? Here it is. And here's the deal. My listeners get $25 off your first purchase at bombfell.com/dude. That's bombfell.com/dude. Let me spell it for you. bombfell.com/dude. Bombfell. Open and close.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
All right. Well, all right. We're here in Aruba. Aruba Ray is...
We're drinking. I'm drinking.
I'm smoking my Bat Oliva V Cigar of the Year 2 years ago. What's up, son? We're by the pool doing another... Oh, God, do I have heartburn podcast. Oh, God. My God.
Do I have to do CPR on you, Bobby, tonight?
No, I just need a pill.
Because my husband will...
I got pills.
Not. I don't know if he'll allow it.
Let's put this right here. I got this. I mean, I haven't seen these two people. I don't think we've ever done a gig together in 20 years.
It's got to be 20 years.
20 years.
Back in the Boston day. We're all from Boston.
I got Aruba Ray, who has been on my show before. We've done it here before, me, Tony Woods, and him last year. We also did, you did my regular show where you got into a fight with, who was the guy you got into a fight with?
James Smith attacked me.
James Smith attacked
me. I got to hear that story. I don't know that story.
He kept saying, it makes no sense. You go to Aruba every month. It makes no sense. How do you do it? I'm like, okay, you want me to explain?
Ray showed up at the podcast with mellow hair in a ponytail. Hey, Aruba's great. And by the end, hair out of the ponytail going, fuck you. You fucking screaming.
Did I say fuck you? Did
oh,
I?
You were so mad.
James
oh
Smith, God. The Australian comic.
Yeah, who almost guy, died yeah. twice.
Wow.
And of course, we have Carrie Louise.
That's me.
And we have Tom Cotter.
That's my husband.
And you guys, you don't have to talk to them.
Oh, you I
just, don't. Yeah, no, it's not a TV show. Oh. It's, she's like, that's me.
I'm just, I'm explaining.
No, I got it. Relax.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry.
she's such an entertainer.
I'm your Vanna
That's
White.
Me. That's him.
I'm your Vanna White.
I know. This is funny that you were talking to it like we're live on Facebook.
This Wait, might, this isn't going this, to, why the hell are we filming?
We're filming. It's going on my YouTube channel, but it might not work. But I'll say, well, really, the audio is the key.
If it works, then they know it's me.
Yes, they know
the
it's
one
you.
With the tits.
Yeah. Well, I'm the one with the tits too. So
that's why you had to explain.
Well, you're the pretty one with the tits.
You're the one with the non-hairy nipples.
Yes, well, I don't have hairy nipples either.
I have hair on my head.
Nipple hair is underrated, everybody.
But here's a funny thing, and Ray, enjoy your sushi for a sec. I got to do a little backstory on these two.
All right.
We started in Boston together.
We did.
Back in the day, me, Patrice, Dane Cook, Billy Burr, Kerry, Tom, myself. Tom, you were a little ahead of us, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
You were a little ahead of us back then. What class? Like my class, and I think Kerry, your class
I'm in
too,
your class.
Was my class.
Yeah.
With you know, Burr, Patrice, me, Bob Marley, Dane,
yep.
Aldo, Benny. What class
this
were you in?
This is how you know I'm in a little older is because I remember when Patrice was a doorman at the comedy Comedy Connection.
Really?
Hall. Yeah.
Wow.
He was.
So you
a
were
doorman.
A little ahead of us.
Yeah. My class was Louis started right before me.
Yeah.
And so did DePaulo and Kevin Flynn and Jackie Flynn. That was the class before me. My class was Greg Fitzsimmons, me,
right.
Robbie Prince.
That's right. So funny,
yes.
But
you know,
it's weird Robbie that you guys are all the same, like kind of guy too. Robbie Prince, you.
We all worship Kevin Knox. We all yes. kissed his ass constantly.
Yeah. And that's weird because yeah. you guys are all, I mean, Jesus Christ, Robbie Prince is a killer. You're a killer.
Fitzsimmons.
Fitzsimmons is.
Rogan was a little after us.
Fitzsimmons
Rogan
is
like
a killer.
After us.
But yeah. you're all the same type of guy, kind of. Like Irish, Scottish, whatever.
Yeah.
White dude.
Same white dude.
Pasty
fucking
white.
Yeah.
But
the Boston
just fucking will nail you to a wall. Like unassumingly fucking
It's the typical
funny.
Boston comic.
We got in so much trouble that class. Fitzsimmons and I in particular, but he's yeah. cleaned up his act a lot.
Really?
But Rogan and I, there were three guys that were banned by everybody, and that was Mike McCarthy. Remember Mike McCarthy?
What, the space between
the two? No, there's Mike McCarthy is the comedy barbarian.
Right.
And he was filthy, and I was filthy, and Rogan was filthy. And so none of the headliners wanted us to open for him.
Right.
Because they didn't want to have to dig out of that hole. We weren't funny. We were just filthy.
Right.
Right.
And so Nina Brower at Boston Comedy said, no one wants to work with you. You got to clean it up. Right. And Rogan said, F you. I'm not going to clean it up. And McCarthy and I were like, okay, we'll learn how to play the game. And then I cleaned it up a little bit. But
yeah.
I was filthy when I started with those guys.
And Rogan, when we got engaged, left him a filthy message. What the yeah. fuck goes, are you doing, dude? Getting married. What the fuck?
Yeah, and he's yelling at me. He goes, never, first of all, he said, never date a woman with a headshot.
That was my rule my whole life.
Yeah.
I never dated a, and that's not just, that's actresses or anybody in the business.
Is that why we never slept together?
No.
Back then.
I think.
I slept with all the Al and the Monkeys, not you.
Really? You're the only one.
I'm the only
You're
one. The only one.
A lot of them share her nickname.
You
with
and
Comic
Dane.
Relief. But she,
You and Dane, but Dane Cook's gay, right?
Oh my God. No, he's not.
Well, he didn't look at me and sleep with me.
Dane Cook is a, what is he? He's a stick man.
I'll tell you what he is. Great kisser. He really is.
See, really I told good. You.
No tongue.
He slept with my husband,
lips.
Not me.
Yeah.
No, I never, never. But here's the thing. You came up in my class.
Yes.
But our class, if you look at our class, was fucking stupid.
Stupid.
I mean,
except me.
Your class
I'm
is
the
fucking,
weakest link.
No, not at all.
Come on.
Here,
class
I,
is, you.
Dane
You're
Cook, Bill Burr, Robert Kelly.
Killed it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
Patrice
it's a,
O'Neill.
It's a pretty powerful class, I would say.
But think about your class, how powerful your class is.
Right.
I mean, Fitzsimmons is killing it. You're killing it.
He's got a great body.
Robbie Prince fucking went to L.A., got a bunch of deals, killed it.
New Hampshire now.
Came back.
He ruled colleges for like a
decade. Ruled colleges.
I mean, he was
Bob Marley's in our class.
Bob Marley.
And he owns Maine.
Our class was way better than your class.
Our class was way better.
And our
class, his class McKinney, never left
wasn't
Boston.
Justin McKinney in your class kind
of? Yeah. And Justin. He's the second owner of Maine.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's the thing, too, is we were way better looking.
Yes.
Than their class. That class was a bunch of fucking, you know, PF30 sunblock guys.
Listen, we were pasty white, but it
and
rained.
Billy Burr was pasty white and red.
What? Robbie Prince got lots of play after Shannon.
Oh, what about Todd Parker?
Todd Parker was kind of my class, too. Yeah, Jim Laletta.
Jim Laletta.
Yeah, those guys. They were actually, you know, I was kind of in that in between. I really was too late for the Flynn brothers.
You guys were in a weird class, too, because you were coming in at Evening at the Improv.
Yeah.
Tonight you went 7 minutes of clean time, and you had to fucking
all
have
good.
That.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, I remember Greg Fitzsimmons, who passed away. Right? No, not Greg Fitzsimmons. Fitzy. What's his name?
Oh, Fitzy,
Dave,
yes.
Dave Fitzgerald.
Dave Fitzgerald. Tell
he
him
was
the,
my class.
His, this is his
Hang
friend.
On one second.
Hang on a minute.
You guys both, I said Greg Fitzsimmons is dead. You went, what?
What? But Fitzy, this is his opening joke. He talks like this. I know what you're thinking. Should have been a singer.
Nice voice. Could've
nice
been
voice.
A singer.
Could have been a singer.
Well, that, you know, that cocksucker said to me one time, you know, I was living with Maria Falzoni and she made me take her class and I didn't want to take it. She made me take me and Al and Dane take this class. They left after the first one, like, fuck this. I lived in the house.
So you had to be there. You were stuck.
So I'm sitting.
That's
I'm
the original comic house right there.
That's
so
funny.
I'm fucking sitting there, and I remember he came in to, she would bring these guest speakers in, and Dave was one of them. And, you know, I remember his jokes, too, were from AA meetings, because I was in AA.
Yeah.
And I remember it's like, I drank. I'm allergic to alcohol. I wake up in spots. Chelsea, Charlestown. It's like
the bathroom floor.
I heard that in an AA meeting.
He did a joke. He said, Kevin Costner's in a movie called Dances with Wolves, because in the movie he dances with a wolf. My ex-girlfriend, her name is Eats with a Shovel.
I remember that joke.
I tell you this, I wasn't impressed with this fucking guy. And he walks in the room and he comes and he says, you need to clean it up. You need to stop saying fuck. And you don't want to talk about having sex and blah, blah, blah. You want to... I go, first of all, I'm 20. I think I was 23, 24.
Yeah.
I go, my whole life is having sex. My whole... Everything I think, I take shits, I fart, and I fuck. And I swear. I go, what do you want me to fucking talk? What do you want me to do? Be somebody else? And I was like, you know what? Go fuck yourself.
He said the same thing to me. And the women of the thing was Sue Costello, Nancy
of
Monroe,
class, yeah.
Of my class, who? Nancy Monroe.
Wait a minute, who was the girl who used to go,
and,
come on, ladies!
Oh, my God, Denise Burns.
Denise Burns.
Remember the dream I had about Denise Burns?
Denise Burns, yeah.
Denise Burns, she's like, she would always be like, all right, ladies, do you get it? And she's
my
like
fucking,
waiting for the, okay.
The remember hair on the people? Back of my neck. Would,
I hate
I'd be
it.
In the, I'd be in the back of Nitz, and I'd hear, come on, ladies! And I'd go,
That was my dream. I
wanted
a dream.
To
remember
fucking
the
die.
Dream? Yeah. She went down on me. She went down on me. This was my
hands.
Dream.
You're
sorry.
Me with my fucking...
She went
like, down on me.
She went down on me. I woke up in a nightmare. I'm in sweats and sweating. And you're like, what's happening? I go, I had a dream about Denise Burns was going down on me.
Going down on you.
Going down on
right.
me.
So slow the story down.
Okay,
slow
see?
The story down.
She's going down
Let's
on me.
Slow this
and she
down.
Wants to know if it's okay
I news for
to
it.
Go
wasn't
down
a dream,
on me. Like she's thinking if it's okay. And she goes up. She goes, what's up, sisters? Remember? She was like, is it okay, sis? Like she's looking at me like she does it on stage.
Yeah.
With a mic between my vagina. And she's like, what's up, sisters? Okay? That was like the worst.
Who's the
dream.
Lady with the mole? The one that Patrice banged.
Did she? Oh, my God. Did she? Was she
Julie,
a booker?
Julie Barr?
Julie
she's gay. Barr.
Did Patrice banged her? Isn't
oh,
she
shit.
Gay?
No,
she does
Patrice,
cruises all over the time.
Patrice,
wow.
she's, her, Patrice.
You're
Julie.
I didn't know
Julie.
I'm
sure Julie's thrilled. I'm sure she's
Listen,
thrilled.
Her?
She has
purple
episode.
Hair now, I
hang
think.
Hang on, hang on. She has, Carrie, bring it down just a second. Listen. fucking yapping. Listen. Listen. She had a mole on her face. She had a mole on her face. Patrice and her would in, like at shows, would go into the car and fuck around.
Really?
We used to give Patrice shit for that.
I thought she played for the other team. I thought she was.
I think so too.
I think Patrice had a finger technique that he, because he had long fingers, and he used to tell me, "I got this finger thing that I do." Right.
You don't have to do that with a cigar in your hand. That's gross.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
Wow.
Well, I thought she played for the other team.
Vaunted finger routine, everybody.
Years ago,
nimble.
So Patrice,
giant
Debris,
Debris. Listen, settle down.
Yeah, I gotta stop drinking.
Yeah, you're fucking out of your mind right now. Carrie's buzzing.
He had like a feminine finger, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I think he had a male finger.
Wow, that is shocking that those two would hook up, but so be it.
Isn't it weird, though, if you think about it, and Ray, because where did you come in on this? Where were you from Boston?
And why do you know all these Boston people?
He went to college in Boston.
I went to college in Boston.
Were you doing comedy in Boston?
A little bit. Oh, yeah.
She's just taking over my podcast, asking my questions twice. Shut up, Carrie. Listen, where'd you go?
A little bit in Boston.
Fucking.
I think I moved to New York. I guess I moved there after you guys.
You did. You were after the fact.
Control you.
I can't, dude. 16 years of marriage. I can't.
I told Gary today, though, because me and my wife, real quick sidebar. Last night, I want to talk about this. Last night, my wife, we're all out. First of all, I want to commend your family. The Carters, you know, I got nervous, Ray, a little nervous, because I've come down here before with other families. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be a good time. And it was a fucking hell time.
Well, give it. You're only having a good time.
I'm nervous every time I have a comic down there who hasn't been down here before. I'm always, what's it going to be like?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. I'm nervous because I'm bringing my family, my wife and kid. And I don't want to expose my wife and kid to shit people. And I get nervous.
Well, you failed, buddy.
I disagree with that. I can't tell you how me and Don both were like, you two, as parents, as cool as shit, your kids are fucking awesome kids.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, I know they're pieces of shit, but that's what makes them good is that they're funny, they're fucking goofy.
They're polite,
but they can fuck off a little bit and be a little crazy. And my kid is in love with you. Max, that's all he says. Where are the boys? Where are the boys? Which is starting to bug me a little bit.
You're like, you want to hang out with him yourself.
Yeah, and his fucking super dad routine he's pulling in front of my kid is making me a little ill too.
It's bullshit.
Fellas, did you get enough sweet potatoes?
I'm taking that as a really good compliment. That
you pretended you're getting electrocuted by my kid and enjoying it all the time.
Bobby, you saw Tom. We all went out to that Thanksgiving buffet yesterday.
Yeah.
And Tom, his son Harry's sitting there, you know, eating, wolfing down sweet potatoes. And he really was such like a Saturday Evening Post moment. He's like, so you enjoy those sweet potatoes, don't you, Harry? And Harry's like, I do, Dad. It was just, I've never seen that for real. In person.
I was being completely sarcastic because the sweet potatoes were covered with marshmallows on top.
Tell him about it.
It was $69 bucks for the plate, and all he got was squash with marshmallows on
it. Second plate, your son has a second plate. It's sweet potatoes covered in marshmallows, watermelon, and then it was mint jelly. It was
a bunch
piled up, mint jelly.
Went with the lamb chops.
Tom said to me, he goes, Harry, I didn't know you like mint jelly. And your son says, yeah, I do. And he goes, you know, that usually goes with lamb chops. And he goes, oh, I didn't realize that. Tom leaves
Come
the table.
Come to find out.
And then Harry says to me, I said, you really got a lot of that mint jelly. He goes, yeah, listen, don't tell my dad, but I thought that was Jell-O. And I said,
he smokes really?
I
go, a lot of pot. Harry didn't throw you off.
It didn't throw you off that Jell-O was next to the lamb chops on that table.
Not like, at the dessert table. Know.
But it was second. It was like 40% of his plate was filled with mint jelly. As soon as Tom got back, of course, I said, hey, Tom, your kid thought that was lime Jell-O.
But I'm telling you, and I was talking to Don about this. Is that, you know, you could come down here. We love coming down here. But if you guys sucked as a couple and your kids sucked as humans,
it's a long week, buddy.
It's a long week.
Or whatever
but it's a lot of avoiding.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of lies. It's a lot of manipulations. And I've had that down here where, you know.
Who were you with?
Whatever.
Today.
I don't remember.
We stumbled on Bobby and Max in the pool in the hotel next
door. Oh, yeah, they
were
hiding.
That's not
a lie. Oh, what did my son say? Yeah, my son found
you. Did we get a phone call?
Mommy,
did we get a text? No, we just happened to find them there in the pool.
Right.
I heard
the avoidance is on. The avoidance is happening.
Absolutely not.
Mommy goes, are they hiding?
Listen to me.
Tommy goes, Mommy, are they hiding on us?
No. I listen, absolutely not. We fucking woke up, came down as soon as we saw you, excited to see you. And Max, as soon as he sees the boys, is done with me. Well, it's nothing to do with me, okay? As soon as he sees your kids, and even you two, tonight at the fucking dinner, he goes, I don't want to be with you. Points to me and my wife. I want to go with them. Walks over to the Carter family, the fucking Waltons of fucking 2017.
The Waltons.
Well,
that's yours.
And it was, but I'm just ecstatic because you guys are fucking great people.
Again, Bobby, it's early.
I know. Listen, we got 4 days left. No, we're not going to hate you.
I'm just
very excited. I'm very happy that you guys.
Max is adorable. He's a fun kid to be around.
He's
old is a great age.
I'm a great guy,
He's
too.
A great kid and a great.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say that. I did
He's
say
so
that Max was really cute.
He's so
Dawn
damn cute.
Dawn is an amazing man.
I'm a good person. Go ahead.
He's so damn cute that I want to. He's making me want to have another baby. I said this. Right in front of you.
Where does Dawn get the
Max
energy?
Max is making me want to have another baby. He is
Dawn
so damn cute.
Where does Dawn get the energy to be such an amazing mother?
I know
she
what you're doing.
An amazing mother.
Listen, I'm a great dad. I don't care what anybody says.
You are a great dad.
You are a great dad.
They're tag teaming, honey. They're at the tag team. And I go, Tom and I were there. It's like we're with each other
Carrie,
all day.
I want you to relax a little because you know I called it zone defense, and you tried to force tag team on me. I call it zone defense. She's calling it. She keeps
tag
trying
team.
To.
We used
it's
to
not
tag,
tag team, Carrie. All right, now this is what I'm getting.
You're
this
playing
is what
it wrong.
This is what I want to get to right now, Tom.
Look, you're playing it wrong.
This is what I want to get to right now. So last night, my wife. We're all out last night.
Yeah.
We all take a walk after. My wife is with Carrie, and I'm giving Max a pony ride around. And now,
oh God!
Now, real side note, just to digress a little bit, I shave my head. My wife puts cream on my head. I'm not supposed to put cream on my head because it seals my head. And then when I start to sweat, it becomes
a seal head.
It becomes like a shiny mess. Okay. It looks like I'm fucking dying. So now my head's shiny.
Seriously,
Dawn looks at me. She's like, "I put cream on your head." I go, "I know." And I can feel it's like a layer of
I saw
cream and sweat.
I saw my reflection.
So I go like this. I go, I got to go into this place real quick just to cool my head off. I have to wipe it, cool it, and then I'm good.
It's sealed. You got to unseal the head.
I go inside. I come out literally a fucking minute and a half later. Gone. Both families. Including you, fucking Ray.
I did what I was told.
I was doing what I was told.
Take off on you. We were kind of meandering.
Yeah,
you don't fucking meander. You meander in the area that I left. You don't meander in another area.
We didn't know how long.
Another area is different for you.
I think I said to Dawn, "Where's Bobby?" And she goes, "Oh, he just popped inside the whatever store."
She really didn't care about you, Bobby.
Yeah, listen, we thought you were looking at watches.
I go, "Bobby, gonna be okay?" She's like, "Yeah."
Listen,
let's go.
All right,
I want everybody to shut up right now on my podcast.
It's his podcast.
All right, listen, both of you. Carrie, don't whisper into the mic. No side conversations.
He just wants an audience.
I come out. You guys are gone. I look for you. I walk around the mall twice. I walk around the outside three times. Four times I walk around this fucking mall.
I texted
in every
you.
Store. I go to the mall across the street. Walk around that. Upstairs, downstairs. I come back a half hour later. I've been walking for a half hour straight. My head's shiny again. And I see my fucking wife and the Carter family with Ray, their new adopted fucking son, okay? And Tom, all fucking stoic as the dad, and Carrie's with my wife, and I want to go up to my wife and go, "What the fuck? Wait, what the fuck?" And I walk up, and she's like, "We went." She knows she fucked up too, because she immediately went, "I'm sorry." So I know she knew, because my wife doesn't say sorry. I could bend
she's
around
sorry
backwards.
She creamed your head?
She's that- sorry that she knew she fucking shouldn't have left me.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
She goes, "Your wife goes, Bobby, she blah blah blah." I go, "Carrie, you fucking back off." I go, "Let me."
I swear to God, I thought I was going to get hit.
We started going back and forth. I go, "Carrie, I didn't marry you for a reason, okay? Because that'd be like marrying me." Okay, I married.
We're the one
I
arguing.
I got my Tom right here. All right? You, You married Tom. I married her for the reason because they're not like us. Okay. I go, shut your face.
Me and Bobby are going at it. This whole thing.
Really? If me and her.
I'm like, Bobby, what's the deal? What's the big deal?
Could you imagine me and her married? It would just not stop yapping at each other.
We would hate each other.
And we'd be fighting.
Yeah.
She would wind up swinging at me.
It's a disturbing thought, I'll be honest.
She'd swing at me.
I would hit you.
Yeah, because you're
hey, look, I wouldn't
shit.
Cream your head, though. That's for sure.
She hits me, though. She's Lebanese. She hits me.
So anyways, it's last allowed. Night, I was like, listen. And now I really can't get mad at my wife. She goes, because now Carrie's giving her fucking pep talks, right? Motherfucker. She goes, B, just let it go. And I was like, I'm going to let it go, but it's coming back someday. Someday it's coming back.
I'm going to pull that
on
out.
On this podcast.
Like a switchblade.
All right. So anyways, Ray, you went to high school in Boston, a college in Boston.
Correct.
Which college?
Boston University.
For what?
Majored in film.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. Now.
Yeah.
Affectionately known as BJU, Boston
sure.
University.
Yeah. Really?
Huge.
I guess so.
Jewish. Johnny Lamper went there. Elon Gold.
But it's you know what it is, though?
Greg
the majority of the college is not Jewish. It's just that there's more Jewish people there.
Greg's
than
not Jewish.
Most schools.
But a lot of comics is what I'm saying.
A
they
lot
used
of comics.
To say that. Because
oh,
Jeff yeah. Ross went there.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
I mean, I could rattle them all off.
They're all
like
Jewish.
Colleges. Yeah, comics, rather.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
Greg Fitzsimmons is Irish, but everybody else I just
He looks like a Jew.
Elon Gold, you. I mean, there's a bunch of you guys, and Elon Gold, I think, once referred to it as, like, this factory for Jewish comics. Or something.
I love how you're backing out of that.
I'm not backing out of shit.
Oh, shit. Rogan's pep talk's coming back. I am backing out of shit.
He is so It's a Wonderful Life. He really is. You really are just all American, wholesome.
Dude, I smoked pot under a palm tree 20 minutes ago.
Okay? Is that right?
You just sit with. That's yeah. where you were?
Yes.
You didn't invite
you
your
with,
wife?
Were you with the twins?
No.
Pot's legal now in a lot of America.
I bought the
so
bag.
You still...
I'll tell you where I bought the bag. Remember the pony that gave his kid a
yes.
ride? Guy bought me it, sold me a bag. He's
are
a
you
great
kidding?
Dad. He's a great dad.
Wait a minute. You fucking bought drugs off the guy who gave
no,
my ride?
No, I did not.
Oh.
He bought from the pony.
All right.
What do you mean? I want to say something now because Carrie. Carrie and Tom are here on the show together, a husband and wife. Now, Carrie, you said something earlier that was pretty interesting because when you were starting out your career, you were popping, you were in our group and do that. You guys wound up getting married, and then you guys had three kids, you had twins, and you said something tonight that you kind of put your career on hold for a while to take care of the family. And as, look, man, people always say there's no good comic couples. And I always bring you guys up. Tom and Carrie have been together for a while. Rich and Bonnie have been together for a fucking while. There is couples that fucking do it.
Alan Bernie.
Al Duchamp and Bernadette.
Tom and Cynthia. Tom
and Cynthia.
And Cynthia.
Yeah,
there's
a few.
Yeah. I mean,
Patty Rossborough and Eric Kornfeld.
they're all
Cynthia's
very
out
white.
Of comedy now a little bit. I think she's out
they
of comedy.
They are all white. That's a good.
They're
point.
Very white.
There are no.
I mean,
black
white
comedy
white. No. But I mean, how does it feel now? I mean, you seem like you have the fucking. The beginning of your career energy right now. Like Tom rolls in, goes up to, you got your notes out, you're ready to write. As soon as you came off tonight, you were taking notes like this and that. Oh, I didn't say that. You seem like right now you're about to start this again.
I do. I feel that way. My boys are now 14. They're taking care of the little one. So you know, it doesn't become like a math problem when I go out to work. It's like I can work and I don't have to pay the babysitter more than when I get paid.
Right.
And I feel like I am starting all over again. Even though I was in it the whole time, I just
right.
didn't work as much.
Right.
And people didn't take me seriously. Even though I took myself seriously, people thought they'd rip me off. They're like, she's got kids now. We can't book her. But that's not the case. I don't know why.
Well, can I say something, though? That I've always wondered this, is that if the shoe was on the other foot, if Dawn was the comic, and she was going on the road every week, and I was staying home,
you
being on
yourself.
The road every week and knowing what the road is, I would be like, I'd be like, all right, I miss my son. I miss my home. I miss my family. I like a routine. I kind of, and I'm like, I mean, are you going to be, I, the road, there's, look it, everybody wants to be famous. Everybody is like, let me get there. But most of us get here where we're making money, good money. We have a little bit of fame where people do know us. But it's not that. It's not, you know, Dave Chappelle. You can just take 3 years off and go fucking live on a farm. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that kind of he could have retired at that point. It's amazing.
But a lot of them could. But, like, I can't have a sex scandal take me out because I'm out. Yeah. I'd have to go to Home Depot. I'd have to go to Home Depot and support my family. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, do you really want, are you looking, are you going to do that? Are you saying, do you know, like, okay, I will do this, but I'm not doing that. My family comes here. This comes here. I mean, because the road sucks. And if you're starting over again, you're going to have to, you can't say no to certain gigs.
No.
Because of those bills, because of that insurance, because of the car,
right,
because of the schools. They gave me this much. All right, take it. Fuck it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, are you ready for that?
I have been ready for that, and he has taken it. And there was times where you took some really shitty gigs, but you had to because the money was good. You got
this
12
week, for
days.
Example. Go ahead.
You came home.
It just hit me.
Do you remember one time you came home, and I was like with the twins and the kids all day, and I just looked at you, and I go, I don't know if we can take it anymore. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
She would hand them to me. If I was on the road for a week doing a cruise or something, I'd come in the door, and she'd be like, here, I'm out.
I said, I don't think I can.
She's a single
and I
parent
seriously
of
was crying.
Twins, you know.
I'm like on my knees infants saying, I don't know if we can do this anymore.
You know, Bobby, I used to poo-poo it when she would say, and other female comics would say, oh, you know, it's harder to be a woman comic. But having been in it, and this, I'm not just saying this because she's here and I want to get laid. I'm saying, quite sincerely saying, they have a tougher road to hoe. I mean,
you still fuck your wife?
So rarely.
Will you talk to Dawn?
Christmas and Arbor Day.
Arbor Day. Okay.
She loves trees.
Sometimes so flag days,
she
honey.
She can't, like, you and I could sit, talk about her cock. Oh, it's funny. She can't talk about her vagina without the audience shutting down.
She can talk about her cock.
She could.
It opened right up.
Case in point, that joke that I wrote about the twins, they came early, just like my husband.
Yeah.
Gets a ha-ha. He gets a, I gave it to him. I go, you try it. He gets a freaking applause break on the fucking joke.
I disagree in some way now. I think back in the day that might have been the case. But I think because comedy has changed a lot, if you look at a lot of special, I mean, look at Amy talks about her pussy a lot.
Now,
now it's different.
Well, tomorrow night, why doesn't she?
I'm talking now. I think roles have fucking reversed. I think women can talk about their pussies and fucking and shitting and farting, whatever the fuck they want. Now, it doesn't matter.
White males cannot.
We cannot.
No.
Because we did it.
Yeah. But here's the thing,
and we got beat out of it. And now,
Jesus.
I feel like as soon as we got beat out of it, it's like, okay, let's.
That's interesting. The roles really have reversed, if you
but
think
about
it.
But not completely. I mean, like, look, that booker said, you know, we need a person. Let's book Carrie. Oh, no, she has three kids. She's got to be home. Let's book this guy. Oh, yeah, he just had three kids. He needs the money. Book him. That's how bookers think. That's why I don't
think so anymore. I swear to God, I really don't.
I
know that
so.
Bookers don't give a fuck about that shit anymore. Bookers, look at they. You know what they care about? They want diversity.
Asses and seats.
No, they want fucking my diversity, women, minorities.
Well, what's their fucking number?
I'm telling you. Well, Carrie, look, you have to get back in the mix. Carrie, you're not in the mix.
Hello.
You got to get back in the mix. Tom, look at man. Tom, just to go back a little bit before, and everybody, you probably know him from America's Got Talent.
He was a runner-up. He lost to a dog act.
Thank you, Ray.
You're welcome.
But you, before America's Got Talent, you must have been fucking scared at some points.
Terrified. I mean, we probably would be out of our house right now if I stepped the leprechaun
shit
getting
out of our
on
house
that show.
Really?
Because we were underwater, as they say. You know, we were in Harlem for 5 years, sold the co-op, made great money because we sold at the height of the market, but we also bought our house in the burbs at the height of the market.
Yeah.
So, three college tuitions on the horizon. We had like our health plan was shit. Our retirement plan was a metal detector. We had nothing. We had nothing. And now, all of a sudden,
take me back to that. Because here you guys are, you're both stand-up comedians, you're both funny, and here you are, You got kids now. You live in the burbs. You made this decision to do this. And you're on the road fucking busting your asshole. And the money's going down because at that time, I mean, they're offering you this.
Yeah.
And you have to take it or you got to go get a job.
I'm doing okay, but I'm working my ass off.
Right.
I'm on ships and I'm
right.
Running around doing everything you can do. And our bills are getting paid, but we're not, you know, I'm looking at this mortgage and I knew with college tuition's on the rise, I was like, fuck.
So when did you get that call to do that show?
Friars Club called. The Friars Club called and
said
that the maitre d' there said that the producers and the NBC people were there having lunch. And they were bitching about the comedians they had on the show that season. And so I said, they called, and I said, I'll go, but I'm not going to stand in line for, you know, 6 hours to get in. And they said, no, you can go with the, you know, a lot of comics.
Talking to the microphone.
A lot of comics go through these special queue lines. And right. I said, all right, I'll go do it. And you go in front of a junior producer, heated teams, whether or not you're worthy enough to go in front of the executive producers, which is all the NBC people.
Right.
You do that, and then they scare the shit out of you. And they
say, I was explaining to somebody, when I saw you on it, I was like, this is so perfect for him.
Perfect.
I go, because I could never do that show because my act, I have to...
Longer stories for you.
I'm longer, but I kind of create a hang, okay? But your act has always been so precise, so funny, so well-written, and it's such a build-up, and it has a tempo to it. It's hard to follow because you get people into a rhythm. It's almost like music, and
a lot of jokes per minute too.
Music,
yep.
But no, it's music.
But for television, for that show, a 3-minute set, I could never do it. I don't have 3 minutes. You went up and fucking like a machine gun. Bum, 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 and killed it, and good night.
Well,
you couldn't ask for...
That tells you how unfair it is for people who are storytellers.
Yeah,
there are great comics who are storytellers.
Well, no, I don't think it's... I think it's unfair because I think there's things that I can do that, you know...
Other comics
show. I mean, it's that type of TV show.
Yeah, it's that
90 seconds. You had 90 seconds on my show.
90 seconds, not even 3 minutes.
You got to cram a lot of punchlines, and so people like Brian Kiley would kill on it. Wendy Liebman would do really well.
Right.
Gavin, if Gavin wanted to do it.
Yeah.
They never really went out for it, but... you know, that you need that kind of one-liner
Bill Cosby
monologist.
Do well.
Stephen Wright would have killed on it, you know.
Rodney would have killed on
it. But would Jim Carrey do well on it? No. He wouldn't, you know.
Would Dane? No.
No. So I get
Patrice,
very lucky to be on that show at that time. And, you know, my father-in-law, for all, you know, the things he said to me, he said, things always work out. I'm telling you, they'll always work out. You'll find a way to make it work.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my bills going, this isn't going to work.
Right.
I don't know how this is going to work. I'm on a cruise ship you know, in the Caribbean. I'm making this much. My nut is this much. Our savings is going down, not up. And then, sure enough, I get my fucking unicorn.
But look, it's how we always lived. Bobby, you've lived this way, too. Like, remember the back in the day? You're like, you call Bill Burr. Like, look. Don't pay for your place. I'll pay for your place. I'll sleep on your couch. I'll do this.
Right.
That's how we were. We moved to New York on a wing and a prayer.
Yeah.
We just didn't have the kids for that extra.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the difference between you two and what I did. I went, and the only woman in my life was my career. And it's somehow, I believe, it's easier. You know, when you guys... When you get married to another human being, you're putting that first. So the career is second. And to do that at that stage, I wouldn't be able to do it. I had to go through a lot of shit. Me and Don went through a lot of trials and a lot of... I fucked up a lot to one day go, I'm going to lose this girl. Right?
Yeah.
And... Or I'm going to try to change who I am and keep her. Because is this more important than this shit over here?
We went through that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
what's the big picture? Yeah, you gotta.
But the big picture's hard to grab when you haven't got what you want yet.
Bobby, you know? We went through that. Tell him what I said to you about.
You said
about
I want to fuck Bobby so bad, and it made me uncomfortable.
When we broke
really
up, we had
and
a
you
breakup.
Worked harder, and you got
I
on the
really
show.
Bobby, he
I
had
said,
that same moment.
Bobby.
Did you
we
break
had a
up?
Breakup. We were going together
yeah, we
for
broke
six
up for a little while.
We 6 years before he asked me to get married. 6 freaking years.
You don't rush into things, Bobby. You take your time.
And I'm like, I'm like Tom. Whatever. And what did you say? You said I don't think I want to get married. Maybe I want to be
David
Dave
Letterman.
Letterman.
At the time, was
unmarried. Talk to the people.
I said, I go, go ahead. You're a jerk. I'll show him my tits.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, because I'll never delete that.
I said, go ahead. I go, what did I say? I go, this was a long time ago. I said, and then you got to tell him what Dave Letterman said recently when you just did the Mark Twain Prize.
What?
I said to you years ago, before Dave Letterman was married and I had kids, I said, go ahead. Be Dave Letterman. He fucking hates himself. Go blow him. Goodbye.
She said that?
She's had some booze tonight. I don't know if you noticed that. My wife's had a couple cocktails.
But did I say that? Yes or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, she did.
She's had a couple cocktails. But here's the thing. Let me just, for my listeners, what I understand what you're saying is that there's these guys that don't get married. These guys that stay single.
They're married to their career. Yeah.
But a lot of those guys, at one point that I looked up to, regret it. And a lot of those guys wound up getting married, having kids, fuck kids. All of a sudden they have kids, fuck marriage. All of a sudden they're married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I am so glad I did not rely on their information to fucking do what I did. I'll tell you two people in my life, Colin Quinn, when I fucked up that big time. Everybody.
When you fucked up what?
When I fucked up big time. When Dom, me and Dom.
When me and Dom
were going to break up.
I got you.
Colin Quinn said to me, go try to get your shit together, become a better person, work on the relationship, and see if it works out. And in 8 months it doesn't, you can leave, knowing that you tried. But if you don't, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
Words of wisdom.
And another guy said to me, Louis C.K., who is one of the greatest dads ever, told me that I would be a great dad. And being a father will only make you funnier, not less funny. Having a relationship with somebody, having to take care of something else other than yourself, will make you funnier. It will never, because everybody's like, oh, I always had it in my head, like, you'll be less funny if you add, you won't.
You closed tonight with stuff about Max, about your kid.
Right. So, Ray, when are you going to get married?
But wait, tell him.
I'm not one of those guys who's opposed to marriage.
No, he's not. He's going to lower his standards.
I love it. But she keeps answering for her. I'm literally, Ray's
Honey,
answering the question.
Briefly.
And she goes,
keeps coming to me and asking me to say something that she wants me to say.
Tell him about the Mark.
No, he won't. He's doing good.
David Letterman said.
Shut up, Carrie. Listen, what did you say?
It's a bookend to this whole thing. What did David Letterman say?
David Letterman said, Mark Twain Awards, he said that his marriage and that being a father was the best thing that ever happened to him, obviously. Quote,
he also said that on his last show. Of the late.
Right.
But he,
his son Harry,
his son Harry is the greatest thing that's ever happened to him.
Ray, do you want a wife?
I would.
This is really an intervention.
What's that?
Do you really want a wife?
Yeah, I think it'd be great to have a wife and kid.
Sure. Really?
Yeah, I really do, yeah.
And what do you
know that you have to start banging other chicks,
you know,
though,
that
when you get
you're
married.
Doing
you
it
know
wrong.
That, right? Are you aware of that?
What?
You have to lower your standards. You got to stop.
Your husband's terrible.
You got to stop.
I don't really sleep around like I did in my 20s.
No, they come right to your room. 544, isn't it?
He says his room on stage.
Yeah, I would too if I was single.
I give out a fake room. It's a fake room.
First of all, I'd have, when they, Carrie. If I was single and they asked me at the front, how many keys do you want? I'd go 47. I would like around 47. 48 to be safe.
Thank you.
Listen, I do want to know this.
Yeah.
Because you are like a bachelor guy.
Yeah.
You're in your later years.
I'm
right?
61.
When most guys, no, you're not. When most guys get married, I mean, I think comics get married now in their late 30s, 40s, but I mean, you're going to have a kid. You're going to have to marry somebody young.
Well, the last woman I was involved with, she was 30.
That's good.
And we dated for a year.
Yeah.
And she wanted to get married for sure. But there was just something that wasn't right. Like my instinct, and it wasn't out of fear. My instinct just said, if I marry this person, this is going to end, as opposed to going into something like, hey, this is going to last. You want to go into it thinking it's going to be permanent. Yeah. And I knew it would never be permanent. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Have you ever had that feeling that this is going to be permanent?
Yes, once. And it was not.
It was Ted. That guy Ted. You were dating for a while. I thought it was going to
last. He does a lot of talks. this woman who I met, who I was like, oh, my God, everything just seemed too perfect. She was She was funny. She was smart. She was gorgeous. Her brother-in-law was a NFL quarterback. I mean, I'm like, I'm a big football fan. I mean, everything about this was perfect. And then it's 1 week and everything just disintegrated. It just imploded. And that was the end of it. It was really something, just like that. I was so like, I remember saying to my friend, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I'm freaked out. Like, this is like a love at first sight. Like, this is, like, we went on a road trip after like 2 weeks. It was awesome. Like, everything was perfect. And that was that. I think she got married, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Like 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
4 or 5 years ago, yeah.
So you would have had a kid by now.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, he's got kids out there. You know he's got kids out there.
You wouldn't be here. You know that.
I would not be able to do
this. You would not be able to do the show.
Unless my wife was a Reuben, I couldn't do it.
So thank you for sacrificing your life.
You're welcome.
So our families
can have a good vacation.
I do not have a wife or children. I do not have a family of my own.
Our families have it.
So your friends can
come down. So I can help my friends come to Aruba to do stand-up.
Freddie the Freeloader can come down.
And parasail and snorkel. That's my purpose in life. That's why I'm here. Says James Taylor.
I'm going to give you.
Ray, though,
you know what? I'm
going to
have my wife.
Late every night.
I'm going to have my wife giving you a hand job tonight.
You're a good man.
Honey, do I have to give him a hand job?
No. No. Not again, honey. Not again.
Oh, my. I already did to get the gig.
I know.
So let me ask.
What? I've been trying to work with this company for a minute. I really like these guys. Because I am a man. And it's tailgating season, people. The Man Grate is a perfect gift this season. Please, guys, don't settle for socks or some other crappy gift this year. Demand the Man Grate. You know you're the one that's always grilling, and you know you always want to show off your grill skills. That's right, I said it, grill skills. The one and only 100% cast iron Man Grate is the perfect gift for any meat-loving man. For the perfect steakhouse taste, you need the Man Grate. Man Grate ensures juicy, tender meat with no flare-ups and perfect sear marks every single time you grill. Man Grate delivers steakhouse quality flavors right at home. Order now and get 50% off all grates and premium brushes at mangrate.com. 50% off. You see, when it comes to grills, not all grates are created equal. Man Grate is 8 pounds of raw cast iron, 100% American made and designed to fit on top of virtually any grilling surface. Just take them out of the box, set them on your existing grill, and cook away. Steaks, burgers, chicken, fish, whatever you're grilling, I assure you, the Man Grate will make you a winner every single time. You got to go to their website. I mean, they got brushes, a Man Grate brush. They got bags. They got Man Grate official seasoning oils, cool t-shirts. My grill is outside, covered up, ready to go. I grill all year long, even in the dead of winter. This is the perfect gift for your buddy, your brother, your uncle, your husband, your lover, whoever. This gift, the Man Grate, is what you get them this holiday season. And this is what you should ask for this holiday season. Or buy it yourself, so you're sure to get at least one gift that doesn't disappoint. Go to mangrate.com, get 50% off all grates and premium brushes right now. Deep Discount, one of my favorite sponsors. Do not hit that 15-second fast-forward button, you son of a gun. You listen to this ad and be a good dude. And then after you hear the ad, you go to the website and you buy some stuff and support my sponsors. So what's on your holiday list this season? You probably got a lot of gifts to buy, don't you? Yeah, dude, I don't know what to get. You don't want to spend a lot of money, do you? Here's what you need to do. Go to deepdiscount.com. It's a huge supporter of my show. I love these guys. And the site is loaded with DVDs, Blu-rays, music, video games, and much, much more. You'll find something for everybody there. And going on right now is their last minute gift sale. Tens of thousands of titles are on sale. I'm talking low, low prices. DVDs, Blu-rays, CDs, and a bunch of other great gift ideas too. Make it easy. Save money. Save time. Don't wish for your favorites. Buy them right now at deepdiscount.com. Music, old, new, classic movies, and tons of new releases, including the action thriller Atomic Blonde, starring Charlize Theron as a secret agent who gets double-crossed. Get your copy now for a great price. Just click the Deep Discount logo found on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and be sure to look for special coupon codes and sale icons, too. Support my sponsors. Get your last-minute gifts now. Check it out. Thank you, Deep Discount. That wasn't so bad, was it?
So let me ask you a question. Now, if it comes to the point, because you're doing your career now, you're doing great. Well, you're doing great, dude. Everybody knows who you are. You're killing it. You're starting your career again. Now, what if it comes to the point where her career, I mean, literally pops the fuck off?
And we know that can happen in a heartbeat.
It can happen now more than ever because women are finally are getting, you know, they want women in a comedy. They want women on shows. It's not a man's world anymore. And it could definitely happen. Does that scare you at all?
It does, and I'll tell you why. I would, you know, obviously the money goes to the same bank account. That's all fine, and, you know, we need to provide for our children and our retirement. However, I'm an old school guy.
He would have a problem with it.
I want to be the guy, you know? Yeah. So that would, I would deal with it. I'd be Mr. Mom. I know comics who are that do that. Their wife is a 9-to-5-er, and then they hand off the kid, and they go into town and tell jokes at night.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that. I would try as hard as I could for the safety sake of our family, but I don't.
He would have a problem with it. You should not have a problem with it. Maybe the universe is. Maybe you should start praying.
That what?
Now that I get, you know, that you know, the comedy gods come my way and your instead of your way.
I want to thank you for having us on this podcast. This is really great.
Well, what I'm asking, no, because here's the deal, Carrie. You could go out for America's Got Talent and try that.
I could.
And that would be a holy shit moment in, if for her to make it to the finals.
And they would like it because now they got a backstory.
And
because they
got a huge job, backstory. Like a real woman.
And but here you are now really coming out and starting to do your shit again. And what? And I don't think it's too late or holy shit, you should have done. It's a perfect time for you because you have so much, like you said, backstory in your own life. Being a mom, being a wife. Taking care of a family, all this shit you've done. You know how hard life is. You've raised these three great kids, and you've taken care of a husband, okay, that's on the road, blah, blah, blah. Now you're coming out. You could, this could be a perfect time for you to come out. And let's not, I'm going to say it, your wife's smoking hot. She's a good-looking woman. And she's talented.
A lot. Here's the difference. A lot of comics jerk off to her. I jerk off on her. That's the difference.
Oh. You know, that's not what I'm...
I hope your kids tune into this podcast. He was being serious.
I was being serious.
I almost had tears in my eyes.
No. Feel her hair.
And now,
I jerk off on her.
And now I have to deal with that. Yeah,
this is what the women are talking about, dude.
I know, I'm really
American families tuned in to watch you week after week in America.
This is when it's your wife.
Well, wait a second.
I know.
It's going to be this soon.
Emails.
Here comes emails.
Here comes emails.
America's Got Talent. I'm going to have to edit this clip because America's Got Talent is going to go to the backstory and some asshole is going to go, and I jerk off on her.
Yeah.
And they're going to cut into that. And she's going to have to say, throw you under the bus to make it. You know, what my husband said was wrong. And I so Mrs. Carter, how do you feel about your husband saying that he jerks off on you?
It's wrong. It's wrong.
You feel violated, don't you?
I feel violated.
You'd have to say sorry.
We're soon to get divorced until he says he's sorry.
Just say sorry.
Honey, I was just joking. I'm really sorry.
In a written email on the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you one question?
6 inches.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I'm listening.
Right. Maybe before. Maybe a long time
folded
ago.
Folded in half. I'm listening. Go.
Maybe a long time ago.
Now.
It's longer now.
He's with old. All this stuff going on in comedy, guys being taken down.
Oof.
All this stuff. Do you guys fight over that?
And thanks for bringing that up with the wife 2 seats away from me.
No, do you guys...
You mean do they take different points of view?
Different point of views.
I, I don't know. I think we're taking the same point of view.
I think we both agree that Louis is being abused. Louis never
really
locked the door, never put his hands on anyone. He had a weird little, I mean,
Can you stop for one second? Can you let her say all this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you saying it means nothing.
Go, baby.
You're the whitest guy ever.
She agrees.
Well, I mean, I think the real victim here is, well, I'm not going to take anything away from the girls, you know, whatever they suffered, whatever, and I'm glad they came forward. Me too. That's awesome. That's great.
Right.
But I don't think that he got what he deserved. I mean, I don't think he should, in one day, his whole life crumbles. But it's really not about him. It's not about him at all. It's about companies afraid of losing money. It's all about the money, and it's all about the advertisements. They don't want to lose the advertisements.
Well, no, that goes back. It goes back to, though, this public, I think, you know, setting up these. You can't just fucking shut a company down because a group of people say this, fuck you. You know, there has to be some facts. There has to be some due process. We have to, as adults, say, and the companies have to do this too. You can't just run scared every time a group of people scream and yell at you. You can't just cut ties and say fuck them. Some companies have to stick behind their talent or the people working for them and say, you know what? You're right about this. We're sorry, but this guy is a great dad. This guy is a good person and a great talent.
Yes.
And he made mistakes and he apologized and we're still moving forward. We can't just fucking, you know what I mean?
That's what I feel bad for. And I feel
bad because
his kids. How
much money did Louis make for them? And then all of a sudden,
kids.
One day, gone.
Like, and his kids are going to see this someday, and that's what I feel bad for. But I feel bad for his freaking manager, Dave Becky. I'm sorry to say.
Well,
you feel bad for Dave?
No,
I don't. He's the real asshole in this whole thing.
Yeah, but we don't. But here's the thing, too.
We don't know the story.
We don't know the story. We can't sit there and fucking trash when you don't. You know one. We're hearing one side of the story. We're in one side of the story. It's like Law and Order. At the beginning, you think he did it, but it was that motherfucker. Dun dun.
Also,
we never got the fucking court case.
He's afraid of losing his job. He left him. He's his manager.
I think he
hush hushed those girls years ago. He hush hushed those girls.
Yeah, but
quiet. Don't say anything. God knows what he said.
But he also supposedly he did because he was Louis was married at the time and he didn't want to mess up Louis' marriage.
All right,
marriage,
so hush hush.
Right?
Okay, hush hush. But then when the shit hits the fan, he's like goodbye.
I don't. But can I say something too? Again, we don't know those story. And maybe years from now we'll hear it.
Yeah, no one
but
knows
you
the
don't
truth,
know that
truth,
if Louis
right.
said, listen, I want you to walk away from me.
Yeah,
you're right.
He could have.
We
said
don't
that.
Know this. We're all making these fucking this is what and I've done it. I'm guilty too. We all make these statements like we are fucking we're experts in the field of this. And
you're right.
And I have not heard everything.
You're right.
And I've heard some stuff that other people haven't heard that I can't say. Okay, because it's not my business. But I know this. Like, this marriage between you two, right? I mean, you go on this show. Let's just get back to that because we've talked about Louis a million fucking times. But you go on this show now. You guys, you become a star. You become huge.
Could happen, honey.
Well, you could get on The View. You could get on anything. You could be making millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you get a fucking a corporate gig. 5 G's, but she's got a fucking gig that's paying. This is what broke up Al and the Monkees, by the way.
Is this gonna
when Dane showed up one day and he said, "I got a gig," and I go, "We got a gig," and his gig was way more money than our gig.
Yeah.
And I said, "All right, this is the end of the group because, you know, what are we gonna do,
honey? Are we gonna be like Al and the Monkees?"
I hope so. I mean, it did not work out poorly for them, if you count, you know, their blessings.
Well, for two of them, it didn't.
For two.
But listen.
The two I didn't sleep with.
Yes, you know what?
You have shitty judgment.
Rich Voss has the same, you know, thing going through his head. Yeah. With Bonnie could hit any moment.
Yeah.
You know, Bernadette Paulie could hit any moment. And Al Ducharme's got to think about that, too. It's just, you know, you're going to adjust.
That's the one thing I love that, you know, that I don't ever have to think about.
You think they feel
is that if Dawn... If Dawn was in the business,
yeah,
I don't have to worry. I don't. It just makes it easier on me.
Yeah,
because Dawn, I said to Dawn, I go, "You want to work? You can work. Do whatever you want to do." And she was like, "I want to stay home and I want to be a mom. That's what I like. I like cooking. I like she cleans before the fucking maid. She goes, you know what I mean?
She does the same thing and tortures me and makes me do it, too.
I don't do it. I tell her to fucking...
Oh, Jesus.
One of the biggest fights we ever had was over my shirts. Because I'm chubby. And my shirts, you don't dry my shirts. And she dried my shirts one day because it was easier. And I said, don't fucking dry my shirts. My shirt has to fit the way it fit when I bought it. I put it on, I was skin tight. She goes, well, what the fuck you... I don't want to... I have to hang dry them. I go, here's the deal, honey. I'll pay somebody to do it. Yeah. I don't do dishes.
I've said that to her.
I don't do dishes because I'll pay somebody to do it. And I don't do laundry because I'll pay somebody to do it. I go, you want to do it? You have to do it the way I want it done.
Or I'll pay somebody to do it. Right. Yeah.
See, you have it right, Ray. Don't get married, dude.
I have a cleaning lady.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I said to her, she wouldn't get a housekeeper until I finally said, honey, you know, you clean the house so much and you get mad at us when we make a mess of it. Let's just pay a housekeeper. What the hell?
That's what I said.
Let's give some illegal immigrant some cash. Everybody wins. She doesn't have to do it.
Someone's got a job. They don't clean the way I clean.
I don't get nagged. Everybody wins. It's a no-lose situation, but it's still a fight.
I still have to leave the house a half hour before the ladies come because...
Yeah, we got to lock the dog in the basement because the dog will attack the cleaning lady.
I got to leave the house because she wants to clean.
Before they get there. Jesus. Yeah.
I got yelled at for leaving a dish in the sink before the cleaning ladies were coming.
Came. Yeah, you got to clean for the cleaning lady.
I wanted to get a crumb cake and eat it on the couch.
You have to hire cleaning ladies to clean before the cleaning ladies.
It's a nightmare. But... I don't have to worry about that. But you guys, not that you have to worry about it, because I think in reality, Tom, if she did right now, you know, go off and pop the fuck off. Let me ask this question: have you ever thought, and this is gonna kill you, I can see it in your
Thanks
eyes
for
already.
Having me on the show. Go ahead.
Have you ever thought of doing something together?
We're trying to say.
Let's write this show, or let's go to produce this thing. Like Voss and Bonnie.
We have.
We're whores. We will do whatever they want. And right now, there's a dearth of that. They need, you know, a married comedy couple. But there's, you know, there aren't that many of us out there.
You guys had a reality show on TV.
We had a reality show on
the
Women's
Entertainment Network. It was called Too Funny.
TWO. Funny.
They named it. We didn't name it.
Stop talking over each other. Who's going to talk? You or her?
You.
Go ahead. You.
It was about us doing comedy together on stage.
Yeah.
And our twins were two, and it was called Too Funny. TWO.
And we went on the road. Yeah. So we went to Vegas. Went to LA. Shot an episode in Montreal, New York. The Boonies.
And what happened?
And, we called it.
They
tell
mercifully
them what happened.
Canceled it after six episodes. It was literally brought to you by Tampax. I'm not making that up.
Wow.
It was on the Women's Entertainment Network. It was the most emasculating thing in the world. And it was edited by film students at UCLA because the guy who, our producer, took all the money and went out of business. And so they had we still wanted to do the show, so they gave it to film students to edit. They fired the director. After the first episode, new director comes in. It was a train wreck from the get-go.
But it lasted
six episodes.
Right.
And then my manager was
in it.
They called it Three Funny because he had to be in every episode.
His manager.
And then,
who was your manager?
Peter Rosengarten.
Okay.
He was in every episode?
Yeah. And if he wasn't in
almost
it,
every
his
episode.
Shoes were in it. They're like, cut. What's this? Whose shoes are in the...
And we he meant out well. He just happened shoes. To be in every episode. So, That's and it funny. Would, the producers were like,
"We were
what
joking.
The hell?
It was a joke. Yeah. We were calling it Three Funny." But anyway,
we get asked all the time. We just did the thing with the cooking guy. He came to our house and shot a pilot.
Yeah.
So they want a married comedy couple to do some stuff,
right?
It's just got to be. It's got the stars got to be aligned.
Yeah.
It's all ready.
We'll do it. I'll do it in a heartbeat. I enjoy your company. I know a lot of guys married 16 years are like, I want to get away from my wife.
Ooh.
This is fun.
When we all went snorkeling together, it was the other day, me, Carrie, Tom, and the three kids. You could tell that Tom and Carrie genuinely enjoy being together.
Why the fuck is the Kellys left out of that scenario?
You were there.
Yeah. Include us in your fucking scenario, Ray.
Well, we all went snorkeling. So I'm saying,
oh, fuck!
He saw
what
us.
A clock sucker.
He saw we were.
Me,
I don't know. We
Carrie,
were doing each
Tom
other.
Tom and the three boys.
I don't know, were we doing each other under the palm tree?
Well, we all rode together in the same car. I'm trying to bail you out, Ray. We all came in the same car. You guys showed up in your
minivan.
Car.
right? Yeah, because we can't fit in his
and
fucking
you came
car.
In late. You came in late. But
5 minutes, you fucks.
Did you get that picture of you in the minivan?
I made the
you
effort.
You look like
the
one of
fuck,
those.
Ray?
Well, you know, one of those. We jump in my minivan.
You and Don and Max were also snorkeling with us.
Yeah, we were. I can't go out to
and
the fucking.
And you enjoy her company?
I can't go out to the boat. I got a. He's 4 and a half. I'm sorry.
Tom and Kerry seem to generally really enjoy each other's company, both in and out
you
of water.
Well, you don't think me and Don. Me and. I. Let me tell you something.
Oh, you guys get along great. But we were talking about. You said the two of them
you,
really seem
to
enjoy. You were talking about that.
Let him talk for the love of God.
You were talking about the two of them.
The fuck, Tom? Do was, something. Help me
I
out.
I was amplifying the your fucking, point, Bobby.
I'm going to have to shut the comments off on this fucking video.
I was just amplifying your point about the two of them getting along. That's all.
Well, I'm saying that.
While we were snorkeling.
I love my wife. I love hanging with my wife.
Yeah.
I could. That's what I say, my act. It's we're compatible. I can be with Dawn all fucking day, every day. I mean, we fight little mini fights
that?
All day.
Would she want to be with you all day?
Of course. Ray, shut the fuck up, Ray.
I'm
yes.
Asking.
Of course.
That's nice.
It's just like we're just compatible. We can be with each other all fucking day, every day. We've come here before you came here. We came to Aruba.
This is your 16th trip to Aruba. Is that correct?
We've been here, yeah, probably 16 times.
Bobby's Jesus the real. Christ. Aruba Ray.
Let's not get carried away.
No, Ray.
Bobby's been to Aruba a total of 20 weeks. I've been here 5 years.
Listen, you.
Bobby could be the Aruba Ray.
Ray, listen, I'm not going to take anything away from Aruba Ray. Would I ever dare
you
to do
thought
that?
Of it, Ray.
I've
Bobby,
never had a hat.
You could be Aruba Ray.
No, what I'm saying is that we used to come here all the time and spend. We come here twice a year. Spent 2 weeks here all day. We would sit, I mean, every day, all day. Loved being together all the time. I love being with my wife. But if I was in a show with her, if we were on TV, I've had people come off of me, hey, we want to come and film. Nope. No fucking way. You ain't coming into my life.
It was
I
tough.
Don't, me and my wife aren't friends on Facebook. We're not, she's not on my Twitter. I don't post shit with my wife. We don't, that's why, like, he, I get annoyed at him because he posts my wife. I let him do it because he has
told
no,
me.
I have before.
I didn't remember that. I would have taken it down.
I've told you 3 times.
I didn't, when did you tell me?
A lot when we're here. I tell you, do
not this trip.
Well, I'm sorry, I got to do it every trip.
I didn't remember.
All right, anyways, it's fine.
I'm confused.
I'm all right with it because you're posting it and your fans, you know.
It's nice to see everybody having Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you have fucking 38 people.
Besides,
so listen,
my son's had his armor on your wife. Anyway.
I think it's fine, but we very rarely do I do that. I don't have I post my son here and there because my fans like Maximus, but my wife, that world is over here,
yeah.
And she wants nothing to do with it.
That's great.
That's how most comics are. They married someone with a 401k and a health, you know, 9-to-5 job or whatever, yeah. And that's what you married a civilian. But
I married
a
civilian.
Knew what we were getting into when we got into this.
Do you wish something different now, Tom?
I wish you were an heiress. I wish you were double jointed. I wish there's a lot of things that I wish, but I'm very happy with my relationship.
Why double jointed? I know what it means, but you really don't want that.
Don't talk about it.
You'd throw up with that.
It's the hips and the.
Seeing that fucking
speaking of
butt
weird,
bone,
weird fetishes.
Fucking buckle.
It's weird.
Dawn is great, though. Because I was worried, too. Like, what if I hated Dawn?
Yeah.
You guys ever hung out together before?
No. And she's so sweet.
You understand that they were a couple. There was, all right, in comedy, there's these couples, Al Duchamp, Fitzy. I would even say Burr, you know, these couples that were together. I was always a single guy. I was always this guy out like you, like out in the fucking mix like you.
Yeah.
So I came into this, it's been 10 years, but I'm in this world now, so I think in a few years ago we found out that I would always follow you guys on Facebook and stuff, and I was real happy when you got the show, and I would see your kids, and I was always like, you know, I was like, oh, this is great. I love the family.
And we were thrilled with your many successes because if it's, you know, we like the old guys from Boston. It's just it's a very clicky thing.
But it is very clicky, but it's a weird thing too. I'm part of this family thing now, you know? So.
And you've embraced it.
I love it.
Very well.
I love it. I love it. I love being a dad. I love being a husband. And I love having a family. It's to me, when I walk up my driveway, I feel, I smile. All the other shit, it's like, it makes that gig, when you get that gig that's maybe a little shitty or whatever, you're like, ah, fuck it.
Pot of gold at the end is coming to your house.
Coming to your house.
That driveway, you're right.
Yeah, now we just get a fucking, you're going to make at least a couple million. That's all I need, and I'm out.
It's coming.
A couple million. I'm gonna do a raise thing 4 times a year. I'm going to come down here. This will be one of the only gigs I do.
It's the best gig ever.
I want to be like Aruba Reyes. I want to become so famous here, he has to book me all the time. Like, but where's Bob? Where's Bob Kelly? He's like, he's coming in next week. This week, though, I got Pete Lee and Jared Freed. Who?
If it doesn't work out, come to Curacao. Kerry has a new club opening.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do next week. Because I'm not going to get famous, so I'm going to have to do something.
Never know. You never know. Sue Costello was famous for a little while.
Sue Costello could be on the verge again.
Really?
She could.
Listen, man. I'm telling you right now. There's
good for
nobody
her.
In. I'm not. I no,
She
I
was
just
in our
that.
Pledge
I'm,
class too. Sue Costello.
I'm just saying that. I mean, there's a girl who became massively successful.
I remember seeing her during the World Series, seeing promos of Costello on the bottom of the screen during the
World
Series.
Which Colin Quinn will this day will always say one of the funniest shows that got canceled, shouldn't have got canceled.
Was the Costello show.
He said that the Costello show was hilarious.
Was he on it?
No.
No.
Nope.
How many episodes did they air?
Did Sue pay him to say
nope.
that?
Nope.
How many episodes aired?
I don't know, but I remember.
I think she got screwed with that whole baseball thing.
What?
Her wasn't that the pitch? His pitch. He was going to be like some baseball World Series. He was going to have this huge pitch, and he pitched that pitch, and that was her debut. And just it kind of, the timing was off.
What?
I remember.
What do you'll let it out that part. Of the podcast.
I like that she just went like this. We're literally going, what are you saying? She went, no, I remember.
She even said, after you watch the game, I'll be right on after the game. And she had the baseball.
Oh, all right. So there was a game that ran late or something like that.
Yes.
And so her show got bumped later in the evening or something.
And it was,
that can affect ratings.
It was some guy who's the best pitcher ever. He's now fat and not good. What's his name?
Don't know.
Remember I used to have a joke about him?
I do, and I want you to notice how I'm trying to bail her out of this.
He was going to do the 32 pitch, the number 32
pitch. The 32 pitch.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah. That ruined her.
Yeah, ruined her.
Hey, here's a question. So do you guys want to get massages tomorrow?
Or yes.
Yes. Yes. I get a massage.
Let's go. Massage?
No, what kind of massage?
Do we want a
I want to drive to the $70 for an hour one.
All right.
Let's do that.
I'll do that one, too.
I got a call.
Wait, are you taking the kids with you? Because I'm... What are you going to do with the kids?
No, you broads are going to watch the kids.
Yeah, see? You're lucky. See this?
You have a maternal instinct that we don't have.
See how this all happens? Yeah, I'll do it. Yes. Yes. Yes.
What, do you want to get a massage?
No, I don't.
She doesn't like
it. I don't want to be home with the kids either.
You know what? She won't massage me. She got to suck it up when I go get it on the side.
Now, are you
two going to
be comfortable with you two being in a room getting massages and I'm in another room getting a massage?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, the massage place has two massage rooms. One of them has two.
Why can't
tables.
I have the private?
I'm gonna get massage next to him.
Why can't you two get the?
You'll be like 10 feet apart.
Why don't you be next to Bobby?
Do I have to listen to the happy ending next door?
It's not a happy ending place. It's a legitimate massage.
Really?
You won't even hear me though. I do this.
You squeal.
I squeal. I go.
By the way, have you heard the deaf? The cleaning lady on
our
floor.
Yes.
That's why. That's why.
All right, check it out.
It's great because it's nice and quiet. They don't yell to each other.
She's scared. First of all, that's untrue. She scared the shit out of me four times because I'll come up behind her and I'll tap her. She goes, "Nama nanga!" And I'm like, oh, God. Screams. Really? Screams.
Nice lady, though.
And then wakes
she's
up
the
Cotters.
She's the best.
She's great.
But I got an app for her. I love her. I got a sign language app where you speak into it and you go, I need extra towels. And then there's a cartoon character that will...
Wow.
Sign.
Really?
She was so excited. She was like, oh, yeah, my God, yeah.
Wow.
And she came back with cups. A stack of cups.
Well, it's not a very... The app hasn't been perfected
yet. It's a shitty app.
It's a shitty app. Yeah.
What a sweet woman.
But isn't that great? That
I've tipped her a $10 bill every day.
Good. That's nice.
Well,
she
yeah, she's
it.
The best.
Tom
what are you
and I
her?
Thought before we saw you,
nothing?
Before we thought some girl was getting...
What?
We thought some girl was going... You know,
we thought we were living next door to a retarded person. I don't mind.
No, either that or... You asked me, is someone retarded or is someone getting off?
Maybe it's a retarded person getting off.
Because she
not
was moaning.
Exclusive.
She was moaning. sounded
so
it sounded like someone.
Want massages tomorrow? No jet skiing. Massages. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we're still doing the podcast, so maybe we could do this after we do the
your
podcast.
Listeners would like to know what we might be up to tomorrow.
Well, I don't know.
What are your listeners? What are your listeners? What's your target audience?
Oh, well, it's fucking.
It's like this the worst.
Men,
my
six
fans.
Good people.
Now, actually, you know, there was a lot of. I had three fans from my podcast here. One of them was 14.
Oh, really? God.
He came up to me. He was at the show, and he goes, big fan of the You Know What Dude podcast.
I'm sure he must love all this talk about marriage and children.
Well, I'll tell you why it's interesting. If Carrie lets me get this out. It's interesting because comics or people who are into comedy, I think the biggest fear for young comics, male and female, is
AIDS.
Being able to live a regular life, a quote unquote having a life outside of comedy. Other than going to parties all night or trying to connect with industry and schmoozing and blah, 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 and trying to get the next gig and trying to, you know, climb your way up to the top, there's a certain point you get where you have to be happy with where you're at, and you you can evolve as a human and be happy outside of this fucking shit business.
And Bobby's done that.
I think you've done it too. And I think Ray's done it.
Done what?
Sort of.
Exactly. Not really, but he will someday.
He's coming.
If he meets some hula dancer down on fucking Baby Beach.
I'm jet skiing tomorrow.
How did your date go last night? Let's talk about that.
Had a lovely date.
Colombian chick.
Very nice time.
Look at Carrie. That was a good one. That was
delightful
a good one.
Girl.
Oh, she wants to host her. Will you please get her a fucking Zoom?
You need to get me a hosting job, for God's sakes. I am.
You guys do a podcast together?
Over your podcast.
Look at Dom. Listen, you guys should do a podcast together. It would literally be
Louise's podcast.
Tom doesn't want to do any of this shit.
No, I do.
Is this podcast? Like this.
Would you do a podcast with your wife?
2 hours long?
No.
People keep telling us we're supposed to do it.
Stop cross talking. I'm the host. Shut up. Oh my God, it'd be the best part. It'd be her yapping and you going, yeah, honey. Guys, boys, stop it. Put that down.
Tommy, no. Tommy, give me your
Harry,
phone. Give me your phone. It's the equivalent of a timeout. Give me your phone.
He absolutely listened to me. That's what we do. He yanked their phones from
it. It was great. But
and they are debilitated.
Kids are so
well
behaved, though. It's amazing.
Can I ask a question? We're going to wrap this up right now.
Yeah, go for it.
And both of you guys can answer this.
Yeah.
Jet skiing.
No. I want to know about. I don't hit my kid. And I try not to yell at him, like, you know, shut the fuck up or be quiet, you know. I try not to yell at him. I've yelled at him a couple times, and I've actually apologized to Max about it, too. I said, I'm sorry for raising my voice. You made me scared. It's usually when he scares me, when he's going to run in front of a car or get hurt when I get that way. But did you ever hit your kids?
Truth be told, yes. And I will tell you this about spankings. I'm the youngest of six. If your kid runs into a busy street three times and you've told him the first two and he still does it the third time, talk about scaring your parents.
Yeah.
That's a whack on the ass. I'm sorry. Obviously, the words aren't getting through to him. Now do we hit our kids? No. But we choke them out and they always tap. They're pussies. They're really pussies. They're mom's side of the family.
We don't hit our kids. We probably can count on one hand how many times we hit our kids.
If we're holding a calculator. But the thing is.
Hey-o.
No. It's all timeouts now.
It's timeouts, but there is, you know, when the timeouts don't work and the phones don't work and some, there are times where we had like once or twice and that was it.
Did you yell? Now, what about yelling at your kids?
Like, no, we yell. We're a loud
family. We're yellers.
Yeah.
So you'll tell her, knock it off.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't swear at our
kids. I have to. I have two 14-year-old boys who, by the way, each individually could probably kick the shit out of me now. So I'm not going to hit them now. I can tell you that. But they won't listen. Like, just today, fighting wrestling, just play wrestling. They're having fun. In the hotel room, I go, dude, we're guests here. We're, you know, we were invited here. you can't make noise. There's someone right on the other side of that wall. And they, 2 seconds later, they're right at it again. And I'm like, yeah, after a while, I got to raise my voice.
How did you do it? Like, show me.
No. Because you'll shit your pants.
Was it that loud?
No. I can't. I mean, but when I grit my teeth and I speak in a certain tone, they know that I'm not screwing around.
I'll say you're on zero tolerance, and that's when they know.
Well, because, last night, there was a couple moments with Max. He's losing his mind this time because he's older. He's more verbal. He's not the same cute little kid that's been coming to Aruba that, you know, Google Gaga.
Right.
Now he's, you know, gets mad.
He's a four-year-old.
Right, a four-and-a-half-year-old. So it's like it was pretty – it gets a little taxing. And you – I don't want to whack my kid. And I don't even like yelling at him. But last night, I had to yell at him a little bit. Well, I had to tell him.
It was completely
justified. I had to tell him, hey, knock it off. Get over it. And I saw it in his eyes. It was like what? Who's that? Like, who the fuck are you?
He's got to have that come to Jesus moment, though, where you're the silverback, you know? You're the alpha dog, and he's got to know that you've pushed the buttons too far, and now this is it.
Yeah.
As long as you keep that to a minimum.
Yeah. Well,
you're good.
Yeah. Now, what about your wife? Can you hit your wife? No.
She's Lebanese. Again, she's used to it. But but I don't do it.
Ever tell you the time Dawn almost beat me up? Because Dawn's from Everett. And we got into a big fight in L.A. once. And I remember I did something. And I threw chicken at her by accident. I hit her with raw chicken in the face.
By accident?
Swear to God, I went to throw it off the balcony. And it slipped out of my hand. I want to just throw it. And it slipped and slapped
raw
her.
Chicken.
Man, when it hit her face, the slap sound, you couldn't have had a studio make a better Foley slap sound. And I remember how mad she got. And Dawn doesn't get mad. She's like you. She's kind of quiet.
Well, when you get a chicken in the face.
Woof. She called me kid. She goes, kid, I'm going to fucking kill you. She called me kid.
How long ago was this?
Someone from Everett calls you kid. You know a left's coming. Left
before they had a kid.
Yeah. Well, all right. Listen, this has been a great podcast. I'm glad that it's weird that you know people at the beginning of your career and you kind of fade away or go away. And now all of a sudden, because of families and friends and Ray, and that we got to hang out this weekend.
Family
and I
friends
tell you,
and Ray.
Well, you're a family friend, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a friend of my family.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I fix it?
You did.
No, you are. Ray. We love Ray. Me and my wife love Ray. And Max loves Ray, too. It's like I'm glad that we got to hang out this weekend, and our kids got to hang out, and these are the moments in comedy where you get to enjoy yourself with other comics. It's not a road gig; it's a fun fucking gig. And then these guys are getting a killer show.
Yeah,
yeah, and we got to work a grand total of a half an hour each. You know, max tonight. You know,
crazy.
So.
Yeah, if you saw on Facebook, everybody's like, "What a show! What a show!"
It's amazing. Yeah, the shows on here are great. They really are.
You do put together good shows.
Do,
thank
Aruba,
you.
Ray.
Thank you very much. Thank
yeah, you
much.
Really do.
Thank
well,
you
everybody
much.
Wants to come to Aruba, but you know what? You're like a great guy to work for.
All right, that's enough. I
she's taking over my fucking show again. I was trying to wrap it up,
I'm
building up Ray,
thing.
And she fucking takes it over.
A quick little compliment.
Got to get her own show.
Visit arubacomedy.com. Arubacomedy.com.
All right, go ahead.
Carrie, what's your information? Carrie actually has a book out that I bought.
I know.
For my wife.
I would have given it to you.
Well, I bought it for you. I wanted to support you.
That was very nice.
Right?
Very nice.
When someone comes up with a book that I know, I try to buy it. I'm not going to read this shit, but I'll buy it.
We'd rather have the money than the
But you have a book. What's the name
review.
Of your book?
It's called Mean Mommy.
Yep. Talk to them now.
It's called Mean Mommy because we need more mean mommies in the world.
I'm gonna have to shut the comments.
I wrote a book called Bad Dad.
Bad Dad. Oh, you did? I didn't
so
buy that book.
We are horrible parents.
I will buy that book tonight.
No, you won't.
We'll give it to you.
Why would I not?
I've got two upstairs.
I'm going to buy it. No, I'm going to buy it.
I'll buy a copy.
Yeah, I'll buy a copy. I'll put it on my iPad.
It's not happening.
No,
I'm not going to read a hard copy.
I'm going to buy a copy of your book.
The average bowel movement.
And I'm
going to
talk about it on Instagram, Ray Comedy on Instagram.
Ray, give all your stuff, buddy.
Ray Comedy on Instagram, Ray Ellen on Facebook. Arubacomedy.com, raycomedy.com.
You know, I room 559.
You know, I own fuckray.org. You know, I own that domain.
Really?
I do, yeah.
GoDaddy, what's that cost you a year?
$10.
Nice.
Worth every penny.
That's all you need to know.
Who'd you buy it off of?
it was available.
What club owner did you buy it off of? Carrie, what else do you got?
I got CarrieLouise.com. Spell it with an I, not the Y, or you get the porn star.
Now, you don't go by Carter. You don't have that. Does that bug you?
No.
Really? I said I will change.
If my wife didn't, if she went by, I'd fucking elbow her. Right?
It's her stage name. She was stage name before we got married.
But you caught her. You don't want the last name?
Legally, she's got her.
It's all legally.
It's legal.
But you don't want Carter. You want Carrie Louise.
Well, if he's Seinfeld status, I'll do definitely Carrie Carter.
They'll change it to Seinfeld right now if you ask her, but she won't.
It's a good
but look
move.
At, what if I make it big? He has to be Tom Louise.
I'm a whore, honey. For the money, I'll be Tom Carrie Louise if you'd like me to be.
He'll be Tom Kelly.
In a heartbeat.
All right, so what else do you have? Anything else?
That's it.
All right, Carrie, thanks for coming on. And
thanks for having
being
me.
Being my apparently my co-host.
Sorry.
Tom, what do you got?
AIDS. I have AIDS.
That's not funny anymore.
That's not funny anymore.
Because AIDS can be cured.
It's chlamydia.
That's not even a bad thing. That's like saying I have a cold.
I have, it's TomCotter.com.
That's funny.
At Tom Cotter Comic. Instagram.
Oh my
Twitter,
God, you're the worst at this.
I know.
You're such a fucking humble douchebag.
Yeah, I'm not a good
promo. You don't like
guy.
Any of that shit.
Tell them
huh?
about your book, honey.
I got a book. It's Bad Dad.
Right?
Yeah.
And go see, these two are funny. Go see them. I hope you guys get a show. I really do.
Yeah.
I hope you get a show.
And we're gonna. And you guys are going to be our.
It'll be a great show. It'll be a great show. If I was a married single dad, you know. Fucked up, a little trouble, and then you guys were our friends. But
what's
you guys
a married
are perfect.
Single dad?
Yeah, you said a married single dad.
No, a married dad, but fucked up. Just a fucked up dad.
Right.
And you guys were our friends as perfect twins, and the other kid, and you lived kind of in the better section of town, and you came over once in a while. And you really made me sick to my stomach.
You
once
live
in
Westchester, we're in Rockland, so that's already the roles are reversed.
Oh, that, really?
That'd be a stretch, you fucked up dad. That'd be a big stretch for you. Big acting career.
Did I mention at Ray Comedy for Instagram?
What the fuck, Tom? You gonna help me out at all with
I'm not,
fuck?
No. Deal with that.
I'm your co-host.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm supposed to do that.
We had a blast being on this podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you very
Listen,
much.
You guys are the best fans. This is from Aruba. I wanted
poolside.
To get this in poolside again. Aruba Ray, Carrie Louise, and Tom Carter, and me. You know what, dude? We'll see you guys next week on the podcast later.
What's up, dudes? Yeah, dude. What do I get for Christmas, dude? I'll tell you right now. Go to brooklinen.com and get yourself a pair of high-quality sheets, luxury bedding at a very discounted rate. I did. I love these sheets. They're on my bed. They're on my pillowcases. It's my everything because when I come home after being on the road and I jump into my bed, oh, my God, Brooklinen. And it's such a great holiday gift. Give somebody sheets, brooklinen.com. I love them. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. With brooklinen.com, you can get high-quality sheets and bedding you and your loved ones deserve without needless luxury retail prices. Buying great sheets is an easy way to upgrade your nightly routine. The right sheets can make or break a great night's sleep and help you feel better and well-rested every day. Even though quality sheets make for a great quality sleep, most high-end bedding is marked up around 300% by the time it reaches the stores. Brooklinen makes quality luxury sheets and bedding accessible to everybody. And it's a great gift idea. Never thought about giving sheets, did you? I'm using these guys this holiday season. Brooklinen was founded in April of 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich Fulop, on the philosophy that people deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without luxury prices. Brooklinen cuts out unnecessary markups, retail licensing fees, and manufacturing waste in order to offer high-end design and exceptional savings across their collection. Brooklinen is the fastest-growing bedding brand in the world because people love these products. Their sheets have over 12,000 five-star reviews. Brooklinen sheets were named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. They have versatile colors and patterns that you can mix and match to complement any decor. This is luxury bedding, underpriced. You have to try these sheets. I love my Brooklinen sheets. I'm not kidding you. Try these sheets and you'll love them too. Guaranteed. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for my dudes. Dude, I got sheets, dude. Here's the deal. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you'll love these new sheets that they offer a 60-night free satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. For yourself or as a gift for holiday season, give the gift of luxury. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code WHATDUDE. You know what, dude? What's happening? Thanks for listening to the show so far. Hope you're enjoying it. Check this out. A little break. Do not hit that 15-second button. I will break your finger. Blue Apron is the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S., and while many people know what we do, many don't know the types of meals you can eat when you cook with Blue Apron. You're not just cooking a burger for dinner. You're making short rib burgers with hoppy cheddar sauce and a pretzel bun. You're preparing seared steak and thyme pan sauced with mashed potato, green beans, and crispy shallots, all in under 45 minutes without a trip to the grocery store. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everybody. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting sustainable food systems, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. Blue Apron offers three plans. Two-person meal plan, meals that serve two people. Choose from 8 new recipes per week with the choice to receive either 2 or 3 recipes any week. Family meal plan. Meals that serve 4 people. Choose from 4 new recipes per week with the choice of receiving either 2, 3, or 4 recipes any week. And wine plan. 6 bottles of wine from renowned winemakers delivered monthly. I mean, these meals are unbelievable. Sheet pan roasted pork with fall vegetables, creepy maple mustard. Creamy tomato pasta with mushrooms and collard greens. Chili butter steak with lemon, parmesan, broccoli, and potatoes. Those are just some of the delicious recipes you can choose from on the upcoming menu. I have Blue Apron. I use it. It's amazing. The chicken marbella, unbelievable. Black rice sesame noodles is my favorite. Now, it's so easy because it comes, you open it up, it tells you what to do. The whole family can do it. I'll be honest, I don't cook that much anymore, but this makes it easy for me to cook because everything is laid out for me. It tells me exactly what to do. I don't have to measure anything. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season, and it's designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Blue Apron's flexible. They offer 12 new recipes each week, and customers can pick 2, 3, or 4 recipes based on what best fits their schedule. And the quality is amazing. Blue Apron sends only GMO ingredients and meat with no additional hormones. And that should mean something to you. I want to hear about food that you love to cook and eat. I mean, look, these guys love food, and they love good food, and they want people to eat better and eat fresh. And this is the way you do it. Not everyone knows how to eat right. Nobody knows how to do the proportion right. So Blue Apron takes care of all of that for you. And it's delicious food. These chefs and this culinary team put together the best products and ship them right to your house. This may sound corny, but when I'm home, 5:30, 6 o'clock, we sit down as a family to eat. And when we use Blue Apron, we cook together. We spend a couple hours in the kitchen having fun, listening to music, cooking a great meal, and then we sit down and we eat that meal and have meaningful family time together. Me, my wife, and my kid. So Blue Apron is treating, you know what, dude, listeners, to their first dinner. $30 value right now if you visit blueapron.com/dude. So check out this week's menu. Get your $30 off with free shipping to blueapron.com/dude. blueapron.com/dude. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free. Show.